It's a great machloket amongst the Rishonim, the way they understand the Gemara and Sanhedrin Pedalid, regarding the isur of drawing blood from one's father. It's asur to cause a wound to a parent where blood will come out. This is a chayuv de oraita, isur de oraita. Harambam understands that this isur is only talking, for example, if you have, let's say, a doctor, the father's a doctor, and the son is a doctor, and he wants to make a operation on the son, so according to Harambam, really he shouldn't. However, if there's nobody else, Harambam says you could be mekel. Whereas the opinion of the Rif and the Rosh are that even if the son is the only doctor, still he should not do it. Which means the Rif and the Rosh are very mahmir when it comes to this issur of drawing blood from a father. Maran in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Mem Aleph Halakha Gimal. Haya kotz tahuv le'abiv. Let's say the father has a thorn stuck in him. Lo yotzi'enu shimmi yavol la'asot muhabura. You cannot take out the thorn because maybe you're going to cause to draw blood. Vechenu mekiz dam. Let's say he's drawing blood from his father. Or rofe. Lo yakiz dam le'abiv. Af at pish mechaven nirfu'ato. Even though his kavanah is to heal his father. Now the Raman that Halakha writes that b'mid devarim amurim kishyesh sham achel la'asoto. אבל אם אין שם אחד לעשותו והוא מסתער הרי הוא מכיזו כפי מה שירשו לעשות. So Rama brings down the opinion of Harambam that said if there's nobody else around, so the father can do it. Now from the fact, I mean the son can do it. But from the fact that Maran didn't bring it down, it's mashma that Maran himself is not mehalek. And that's why in the Yalkut Yosef in the book Kilchot Kibud Avim on Daf Taf Kuf Lamed Tet, he says, אם היה צורך לקח אדם מאביב לבדיקה. Let's say the son needed to take a blood test from the father. Ben rofe, en leben leotzi dam, afilu im abba mochel. Even if the father says, I forgive you. Vechen im ayal abiv kotz b'psaro, got a thorn in him. Or oket shedavro, got bitten by, let's say, a bee or things like that. Lo yotzi enu, don't take out the sting. Shemme yavo la'asot b'habura leotzi dam. Vechen im ab rotzi letrom dam. Let's say the father wants to donate blood. He wants to give blood. Ben rofe, lo yakiz dam abiv gam. Even if there's nobody else there, he should not do it. The Ramaz Mekel, if there's nobody else there, Achledina Yesh Lachmir Baze. And then he says, over here in the Halakha, another question. Based on this, it happens where sometimes a parent becomes a little older. And now he cannot cut his hair anymore, go to the barber, stand on line, so on and so forth, or shave. Is it permissible for a son to shave his father? So he wants to say over here today that we have electric shavers, we're really, the chances of bleeding are minimal. We could rely on the poor scheme and be lenient, that it would be permissible for a son to shave his father without a problem. However, he said you got to be careful on the back of the head, where sometimes they use a blade, that one has to be careful not to make a habura. Furthermore, he says, especially it can be lean if there's nobody else to do it, but just be careful to not make a habura, and like we said, to be careful as well. Furthermore, if the father asks the son to, let's say, scratch his back, it's permissible for the son to scratch his back, but as long as he has to be careful that when he scratches it, he doesn't do it in a way that blood will come out. Last question, we know that it is forbidden for anybody to hit another Jew. Cannot hit, that's Yisud Deoraita. No Yosef, that's from a Pasuk. So the question is, if let's say a guy faints, so now you want to go and smack him in the face in order to wake him up. So of course it's Mutar. But the question is, let's say Bar Minan, a person's father faints, have an extra Yisud over here. So therefore, is it permissible to smack the father, so to speak, to hit him in the face a little in order to wake him up? So he writes over here in Daf Taf Kuf Nun Gimal, Mi shera'a et abiv me'olaf, v'sarik latet lo stira, kedesh shi'et'orer mit'alifuto, in order he can get up from his faintness, ve'en sham acher shi'aseh zot b'menes. Nobody else around. If there's somebody else around, v'day. Let somebody else do it. Mutal le'ben l'sol abiv kedeh l'orer oto, ha'shikavrato l'rfu'ah. his kavanah for refuah, and there's no issue of dam over here. And therefore, be mutasa. You have the halakha, in the case of a doctor letting blood, the son should abstain from that situation. In the case of taking a shave, giving the father a shave, be mutar. Just be careful the back of the head with the knife. And furthermore, also we should point out that sometimes the father might have scabs on the head and things like that. One has to be careful if he's shaving and things like that, that he's not motzi dam. Scratching the back would be permissible in the case where there's no dam. And regarding the faint case, be permissible in order to wake up the father.